state your name, your media outlet, and who your question is intended for. If it's a general question, then we'll work here to get the right person to answer that on our end. So everything, obviously, ground rules today, everything's on the record. And following the event, if you need any follow-up with experts, either from GMA or FMI, you've got the contact information on the media advisory and the press release. So with that, we'll get underway, and I'll turn it over to GMA.
Good afternoon. I'm Pam Bailey, President and CEO of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the world's largest association representing the makers of the world's favorite food, beverage, and consumer products companies. The food, beverage, and consumer packaged goods industry represents $2 trillion in annual sales and employs 14 million people, inclusive of our supply chain. GMA and its member companies have a strong and long-lasting commitment to providing consumers with the innovative products, tools, and information they need to build a healthy diet for themselves and their families. In recent years, we have changed the recipes of over 20,000 products to reduce calories, fat, sugar, and sodium. We have changed the way we market our products by applying nutrition criteria, so that two-thirds of the ads on children's programming now feature healthier products or healthy lifestyle messages. Through the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation, we have pledged to remove 1.5 trillion calories from the food supply by 2015. These are just a few of the most significant changes we are making to respond to changing consumer lifestyles and preferences. A healthy consumer makes for a happy consumer. And along the way, we hope these changes will not only make consumers happy, but also promote healthier lifestyles and help us reverse rising obesity rates. It is also important to note that our industry fully supports First Lady Michelle Obama's goal of solving childhood obesity within a generation and her Let's Move anti-childhood obesity initiative. In March of last year, Mrs. Obama challenged our industry to move farther and faster in providing consumers with healthier product choices and more information. Specifically, she asked us to develop a front-of-pack nutrition labeling system to help busy consumers make informed decisions when they shop. I would like to thank the First Lady for her leadership in this important issue and acknowledge that we would not be here today if she had not defined the common objective to combat childhood obesity that we are all working toward. Today, we are revealing the most ambitious revision of food and beverage labels since the introduction of the 1990 Nutrition Labeling and Education Act that brought you the standardized nutrition fact panel we are all now familiar with. As groundbreaking and helpful as the NLEA was and is, times change and consumer lifestyles change. So to help consumers, especially busy parents, make informed decisions when they shop, America's food and beverage manufacturers and retailers have developed a single, fact-based, and easy-to-use nutrition labeling system for the front of packages. It's called Nutrition Keys. Nutrition Keys is a voluntary program developed jointly by the members of the Grocery Manufacturers Association and the Food Marketing Institute. It is a simple and effective way to bring important information from the Nutrition Facts Panel to the front of packages so that consumers can quickly and easily review the nutritional profile of their favorite products and begin to build a healthy diet right from the start in the store aisles where they shop. The icon will feature four basic thumbnails that show calories, saturated fat, sodium, and sugar per serving. Research shows that they are most important to consumers when they seek out nutrition information about their favorite products. In addition, the Nutrition Keys program will provide consumers with important information on nutrients to encourage those needed to build a nutrient-dense diet, and important shortfall nutrients that are underconsumed in the diets of most Americans according to the federal government. Nutrients to encourage that may appear on some products as part of the Nutrition Keys icon are potassium, fiber, C, vitamin D, calcium, iron, and also protein. To utilize one or two nutrients to encourage icons, the product must contain at least 10% of the daily value per serving and qualify as a good source as defined by federal government regulation. It is important to note that icons for nutrients to limit and nutrients to encourage are also denoted in percent daily value. To help consumers put them into the context of a daily diet recommended by the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Together, the nutrients to limit and the nutrients to encourage icons provide consumers with access to more nutrition information than ever before. Already, we have received commitments to use these icons from GMA and FMI member companies that represent the vast majority of food and beverage products sold in your local stores. Consumers will begin to see the icons in stores in the next few months, and its presence will continue to grow throughout the year. And to be sure, consumers are aware of the Nutrition Keys icon, understand it, and use it to make purchasing decisions. Our industry is developing a $50 million national consumer education campaign in support of the icon. You will hear more about that from the other speakers this afternoon. Before I turn it over to Leslie Saracen, I would like to thank her, the members of FMI, and our own GMA members who have worked so hard to get this done. It is a truly monumental and historic effort, and we couldn't have done it without you. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you very much, Pam, and let me add my appreciation to you for your partnership and commitment in this important industry effort. I'm Leslie Saracen. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Food Marketing Institute, the nation's largest retail food association. The supermarket often serves as the cornerstone of a community, the place where divergent lives, all going 1,000 different directions, eventually intersect at the point of the common human need for food. The supermarket industry is proud of the grocery store's heritage of being key community players, active participants in the lives of their neighbors who shop there for the very necessities of life. Consequently, the relationship between a customer and his or her grocery store is a special one, unique in the retail industry. We feed families. But even more than that, supermarkets enrich lives by providing nutrition and health information for consumers so that they can better feed their families. Supermarkets remain a trusted source of that needed information. In fact, recent research performed by the Dietary Guidelines Alliance substantiates that when it comes to getting more nutrient-rich foods and beverages into a family's diet, consumers name their grocery store as the top-rated source for more information, more than all other sources combined. This new Nutrition Keys program, a collaboration between food manufacturers and food retailers, builds on the trust between consumers and their grocery stores by providing the health information customers need in an easy-to-read, easy-to-assimilate fashion. As the frontline source of nutritional information and the first voice encouraging better eating behaviors, supermarkets give their customers both the building materials, the tools, and the know-how they need to improve nutrition and enhance their quality of life through healthy eating. The Nutrition Keys program is a needed enhancement, providing essential nutrition information at a glance. We all know obesity is a national concern, and as concerned community participants, the food retail industry wants to do its part in equipping customers with the very best resources available to help end this threat to public health. The information provided on the front of pack Nutrition Keys icon, consistent with both FDA regulations and with the nutrition panel, will be a powerful weapon in the battle against obesity. It provides essential information our nation needs, and it has the added benefit of doing so in a shopper-friendly format. The food retail industry is committed to this program and is very proud to be a part of this exciting initiative. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Gary Rodkin, Chief Executive Officer of ConAgra Foods, and Vice Chairman of the GMA Board of Directors.
Thank you, Leslie. Consumers are at the heart of our business. We're all focused on how we can meet consumer needs more completely than ever before. When it comes to health and nutrition, we've heard our consumers very clearly. They want more healthful product choices, and they want more transparent, factual information. This industry is aligned and committed to delivering just that. The food and beverage landscape looks entirely different than it did a generation or even a few years ago. Pam mentioned just a few moments ago that in just the last 8 years, our companies have introduced more than 20,000 products with reduced calories, fat, sugar, and sodium. Those nutritional improvements are essential to our commitment to consumers because it's what's inside the package that really counts. But what's outside the package is important too. That's where consumers get much of their information about the food they eat. The right labeling helps people make informed decisions. Decisions about calories, for instance, information that is so important in the fight against obesity. Calorie intake and portion control are an absolutely essential part of the nutrition equation. And this labeling makes understanding caloric intake that much easier for consumers. So I'm very pleased that we're taking this big step forward toward more uniform, objective, and transparent labeling. More clarity in labeling is something that I clearly believe in. As an industry, we're deploying significant resources and expertise to develop innovative solutions to the issues that consumers face. The placement of the Nutrition Keys icon on our packaging, combined with a robust national consumer education program, is a significant investment in the health and wellness of our consumers. Once the icon is widely seen in the marketplace, GMA will launch a comprehensive campaign that will promote consumer awareness, understanding, and use of the Nutrition Keys icon. Our target audience for the consumer education campaign is parents that serve as primary household shoppers. We'll reach them through television, radio, digital, and print advertising combined with an aggressive social media and public relations effort. Most importantly, manufacturers and our retail partners will invest substantial resources in reaching consumers at the point of purchase through a variety of in-store communications. Nutrition Keys represents a monumental change and a significant investment for our industry. This program has been in development for months, and I'd like to thank Pam, Leslie, Rick, and the combined memberships of GMA and FMI for making it happen. Together, we'll not only meet the changing need of our consumers, we'll help them achieve a nutritious diet and a healthier lifestyle. And now, I'd like to ask my good friend Rick Durgis to tell you a little more about our mission. Rick is Chairman and CEO of IB and Chairman of the FMI Board of Directors.
Rick. Thank you, Gary. Good morning, everyone. Gary, I appreciate your leadership. It's been great to partner with you on this. It feels a little bit like we're singing Kumbaya up here. It's true. We're awfully proud of what we're able to do together today and to announce to you. Our industry is driven by the consumer. I think everyone knows that. So the formula is pretty simple to be successful. If you innovate and you respond to consumer needs and you meet their lifestyle and preferences, you'll succeed. If you don't, you won't be alone around for a while. So as a result of the more than 40,000 products that are in most of our stores, they look different than they used to look. A lot of the manufacturing partners that we have created products lower in salt, lower in sugar, lower in caloric intake. We're very proud of that. We've had so many innovative programs both at the manufacturing level and at the retail level that have made a difference in the fight against obesity and creating a better health and wellness environment in our country. The project we're most excited about today is this Nutritional Keys that we're introducing to you. We really think helping consumers make good decisions is not only good from a business standpoint, it's just simply the right thing to do. At our company, we have a saying, if you can do something to help, you should do something. And I think the entire industry has embraced that idea. We've stepped up to the plate in a big way, I believe. to help improve health and to fight obesity. We are investing more millions of dollars than we can begin to estimate in terms of changing package, the investment in educating our consumers. Nutrition Keys is a wonderful example of what we can do as an industry when we put our minds together and our resources together to make a difference. As I conclude, and before we take questions, let me reiterate our appreciation of the First Lady's initiative and her vision. And we've had great help from her staff as they talked with us and supported us and challenged us through this process. We are committed to making this program ubiquitous in our stores, on our products, and changing the health trajectory.
Okay, we've got some time for some questions. Folks on the phone, are you still with us? Can everybody hear what's going on here in the room?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so let's do some questions in the room first. If you just raise your hand, let us know who you are and who you represent. And if your question is directed to a specific speaker, that'd be great, or otherwise we'll figure out who the best person is to answer.
Hello. I'm John Frank with Private Label Buyer Magazine. My question is, will this program extend to store brands as well, to store brand products as well?
Yes, sir. Will.
Rick, do you want to? We're going to need you.
You want to hear it?
Yes, sir. It most certainly will. In point of fact, now that the style guide has been released, I can tell you that at our company, we will begin a calculated process of rolling out throughout our store in all areas of our private label branding, the nutrition keys, so that our customers have it available just as quickly as possibly do it. We also have 100% commitment of the Food Marketing Institute Board. That's 80 companies that represent the totality of the industry for the most part, and they are 100% behind this. I thought it was significant that as we discussed it with the board yesterday to get final approval, there was zero pushback, there were no questions, no challenges, there was 100% support of this issue. I think you'll see it very soon.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room here? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, are copies of the
We have a couple more in the room here, so just bear with us, and then we'll move on to the phone folks. Yes, ma'am.
Julia Wells with the Pixweet Company. When will we receive more information about placement on a package, color, size, that kind of information?
There's currently information available for GMA members on our website as well as on the public website. We're having membership calls at GMA this week. We have a style guide that's being sent today to all member companies, and we are going to get all that information out within the next several days to everybody. And we'll be having webinars for training and education so that every company will know how to implement.
The same is true with our retail members. We have information that will be available to all of the members of FMI right away. We will also be doing some webinar training programs, some in conjunction with GMA, and some we will probably do strictly for the retailer members of FMI. But all of this information will be available as soon as we can get it out to you all.
Ron Johnson, the Shelby Report. I know in the release it says that as you roll through the year, you expect some of the seasonal items to get up to speed. Does anybody have an estimate or guesstimate on how long it will take the balance of the manufacturing community to get there?
Well, I think we need to recognize this is a monumental effort. I can't even begin to estimate the amount of effort that this is going to take across all the manufacturers and retailers. So we don't have any good hard and fast numbers. I would expect you will start to see some things in the store within several months, gaining a bit more momentum as we get toward the end of the calendar year and get a real critical mass, I'm guessing, within 12 months.
Sir, do you have a question?
John Fiala with Store Brands Decisions. Our readers, our retailers,
who develop the Market Store brands and their manufacturer partners. Can you talk about what kind of outreach might be taking place to recruit the support of other associations like NACES, PLMA, et cetera?
Well, we have colleagues from other food associations in the room today. Leslie and I have already reached out to our colleagues across the board, and that will continue to occur.
Okay, I think we have one more, maybe one or two more in the room. If we have those questions, otherwise we'll move on to the folks on the phone. Very good. Okay, so we're moving on to the phone portion. So thank you for your patience, folks who are on the phone. I know it'll be a little bit difficult, but if you just want to take turns and again let us know your name and the media outlet you're representing, and if your question is specifically directed to one of our speakers today. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Caroline from San Diego Supermarket News. Walmart announced last week that it has nutrition labeling initiative underway, and they said it's going to complement this effort. And I was wondering what that means. Does that mean that products sold at Walmart will have the nutrition label and nutrition keys as well as the seal, the Walmart on seal?
Hi, thank you for your question. This is Leslie Saracen from FMI. You are correct that there was an announcement by Walmart last week of a new program that they are undertaking. As I think you're probably aware, there are many initiatives that have been underway for some time among the retailers within FMI to implement programs to address healthier eating for their customers. I think Walmart was very clear in the comments they made and have made since then that their program is designed intentionally to be completely consistent with what this the Nutrition Key program is designed to do, and so we don't see any conflict at all, and in fact they intend to utilize both.
They will use both. Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Paul Bradford, Wine Register here. Just the goal of the health line that you're coming to be 100% participation of talent.
Phil, thank you. We are having a little bit of difficulty hearing on this end, so we'll try and clear up our audio, but if you just repeat the question slowly, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, what kind of participation are you going to have from your member companies? Are all going to do this? At what rate? ConAgra in particular.
Okay, I'll let Gary answer for ConAgra. I can say for the GMA board, in total, the board unanimously endorsed this last August. As the details have become developed and finalized in the last several weeks, companies have signed on that now represents the majority of all branded food that is sold in our grocery stores, and we expect that more and more companies are going to be signing on every day.
And for ConAgra, it will be 100% of our products.
Any other questions on the phone?
I've got a question. It's Willie Newman. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, yes, yeah, Willie Newman of the New York Times. I have two questions. The first is that the FDA has said that they're going to come up with guidelines for what they want front of package labels to look like. What happens to this program if the FDA guidelines, when they come out, are significantly different? And also, as part of that question, how do you answer the criticism that this seems to be the industry trying to head off whatever the FDA is going to eventually come up with?
This is Pam Bailey, Willie. First of all, the program that we've developed is totally consistent with existing FDA and USDA regulation. We also have sought to meet the objectives as we have understood them of what FDA would like to see in terms of a consistent nutrition front of pack system that is helpful to consumers. Clearly, if there's additional guidance and information from FDA later, we'll have to take that into account. But for now, we're very pleased with the consultation we've been able to have with all stakeholders, including FDA and USDA, and also with our consumer research, which largely shaped the final details of this program. And we're confident that it's going to meet the needs of consumers and give them the information they want on the front of the pack.
Okay. And This was preceded a while ago by Smart Choices, which got a lot of criticism. Tell me how this isn't, how this is different from Smart Choices and what you learned from that.
Sure. We looked at a lot of systems. As you know, there are different systems in Europe and in the UK. There are different ideas in the US. And here's where we were really informed by the body of thought that our industry has put into this for some time. And we learned from Smart Choices. This is a very simple, transparent, fact-based system. We deliberately kept it simple and grounded it in the dietary guidelines for Americans. And we see it as a system that is going to give consumers the information they want, taking it from the back and putting it on the front. Again, we were guided by consumer research and experience in other countries that, in fact, it's better to use a fact-based system, not an interpretive.
Okay. Connor, just to follow up on my first question, there's been criticism that the industry here is trying to get out in front of the FDA. Please respond to that.
Well, in fact, we are consistent with the request from the First Lady and what we understand to be FDA's objectives, and that is to give consumers quickly, as soon as we can, and we're very proud that we were able to develop this within the year, so that they can make the choices they want to make.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lane from the Washington Post. I've got two questions for Pam. I'm wondering why Wade, the Institute of Medicine, has been they're in the second phase of a two-part study, pretty intense science-based study of this matter. They're going to come out with recommendations within a couple of months, and the FDA is going to build off of that. And I'm just wondering, why release these now? Why not wait until the experts weigh in on this in a couple of months?
I'll give you a short answer, Lindsay, and then a longer one. The consumer has been waiting, and the industry determined we needed to move and go forward to give the consumer the information she and he want now. This has been talked about for a long time. We got to work as soon as the First Lady made the specific request to us. We have taken into account the Iowa research to date, our own consumer research, and indeed the program that's in place currently within the UK, which shows since 2006, over 80% of shoppers in the United Kingdom recognize the ICON system, 63% use it in making shopping decisions for their family. And so I would invite my colleagues to speak because we've been working on this, as you know, for many months, and there was a determination that it just was something that had to go forward and could not wait.
This is Leslie Saracen with FMI. Let me also say that another reason for our quick action on this is that the First Lady asked us to do it. A year ago, we began to have conversations with her, and it was her request that the industry begin to work on this, so that's what we did.
Okay, I've got one follow-up, which is I'm a little puzzled on the positive, the nutrients to encourage, why protein is on that list, because most Americans get twice as much protein as they actually need. So why would you want to list that on the front of packaging?
We looked at a whole range of nutrients. In fact, I think the original list was over 20. And in an effort to give consumers the information they most need to build a healthy diet, we limited it down to these 8. And while every consumer may look for something a little different, we were confident that the final 8 covers the range of nutrients. And I'm going to ask Gary to add this.
Yeah, and I would also mention that the concept of nutrient density is extremely important here. So there's an interaction between the different elements, the different keys, and having people have all of those facts together in a consistent way, we think is the best way for them to make the most informed choices about the best nutrient and healthy balanced diet that they can have.
One last small remark, which was not necessarily weighed into this decision making, but protein is something that's important to an increasing percentage of our population who are vegetarian or vegan. And while most people get enough protein through the meat that they eat, those folks are very keen on wanting to know what products on the shelf do provide protein sources for them. And so we think it would be very beneficial to them.
Okay, I think we've got time. One or two more questions from the folks on the phone, then we'll wrap up. Anything else on the phone?
Hello?
I'm sorry, could you repeat your name, please?
Yeah, Max Bussey with Thompson Publishing.
Okay.
Tell me something. Did you consider the traffic light system? Was I given any thought, and why was it rejected?
We did look at the traffic light system. We were informed by the experience in Europe, and again, as I said, by the importance of a simple, fact-based system drawing from the back, and our research that demonstrated consumers understood the icons we are utilizing as the most informative and easiest to understand.
I have another question. What about, is there any fee attached to this for the manufacturers that use it?
I'm sorry, we couldn't quite hear that on the Sunday.
Is there a fee attached to the use of this icon by the manufacturers and retailers?
No fee.
So that's unlike smart choices.
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Unlike smart choices that have a fee attached to it, right?
We don't seem to know, have the reference for the question related to smart choices available at the moment, but we can look into that.
Yeah, I got a question. This is Elon from the Wall Street Journal. Relating to nutrient density, any of the retailers already have or are looking to adopt systems that are food rating systems? Nuvel, Ivy uses that. There's others out there. I guess this question is for Rick Durgan. Are you going to be abolishing Nuvel?
Not a chance. In fact, that's a very good question, sir. We believe that this will further enhance the benefit of Nuvel to our consumers because Nuvel is based on nutrient density. And for the most part, the interactions of these four key icons plus the positives are what determine the Nuvel score. They're the most critical in ascertaining through the algorithm what the score would be. So what this is going to do, in effect, is people look down the aisle, if they see two items that seem similar, but one has a much higher Nuvel score, they're going to be able to quickly look at these key icons, and they will more than likely be able to ascertain at a glance why the Nuvel is different. So they not only will know that it's more nutritionally dense with the icon, or with the Nuvel, they'll also know why with these icons. So we see them as totally complementary.
And the point of Nuvel guiding stars to essentially boil all those complex nutritional decisions down into one easy to understand system, I guess, the iconography. And the whole point of this rule seems to be to simplify the iconography so you don't have this giant proliferation of the symbols. It seems to add just one more set of symbols out there. Why do that?
Well, I think, you know, there's a variety of reasons. I think these symbols provide other information for specific disease states, for example. Generally speaking, if you buy items with high Nuvel scores, they're going to be low in salt, low in sugar. But if the amount of salt and sugar is critical to you, if you're diabetic, for example, and you need to know how much sugar you're intaking, this will give the specifics. So, working in concert, we think these two programs are going to be very, very powerful.
Yeah. If I might just add, again, the basic premise here is pure facts and being transparent with bringing as many of the important facts as we can up to the front to make it as simple and clear for the American consumer to compare and contrast between products.
That was Gary Rodman from PennEgrity who spoke. Any more questions on the phone? Okay, thank you very much. I would just remind everybody in the room and on the phone that all the materials from today's event are posted on the GMA and FMI websites, and that's noted in the press materials. And also for the press, if you have follow-up questions, our staff is available to help you facilitate follow-up interviews for the balance of the day to meet your deadlines. So thank you very much. The event is adjourned.